It is our time for our monthly visit, about, thereabouts. Just about every month we have time with James McCanney, first-rate, tier-one scientist, Carl Sagan's best friend, as you know, and one of our great friends, jmccsci.com is the website, jmccsci.com. James McCanney, it is always a pleasure. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. Big day today.
Big day? Why, well, you say big. Why big?
Well, we were talking about the topics for covering today, and what we're going to do is set people off in a brand new direction. And I think that's a big day for a lot of people coming to some realizations.
Too.
What do we do?
I won't say freaked out. That's not the word. I'm not freaked out, but it was a surreal moment. My wife is here. My better half is here also. Tristan is riding shotgun with us here for a little bit. So, if she pipes in, I just don't want you to.
It's a pleasure to listen to you as always.
There you go. Your mic was off.
It's a pleasure to listen to you as always.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, just interrupt us whenever you want.
She will. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry, James.
We need some input here.
Okay.
So, very good.
A couple days ago, I talked about our trip to Walmart and how, you know, Walmart's turned into, looks at like out of a movie, concentration processing center or something. I mean, I don't know. It's very weird right now. Obviously, coronavirus, 24 hours a day on the news cycles, it's making us forget about the money system or whatever's going on behind the scenes. We've talked about that to death. We've had lots of people. I think you want to go in a different direction, which I'm excited to. Let's talk about the future, decisions, all of that. James McCanney, what if I'm sitting at home, what do I need to be thinking about now?
Well, if you have not already found your little piece of property to go to out in the country, whether it's a lake cabin, whether it's a little hobby farm, now is the time. It's springtime. That's something to be happy about in the United States, especially. Get your plan together and make a move, because I got some news for you. This is a big flash announcement, you know, like big red letters flash, big announcement. The world as we know it is not coming back. And the idea that the government is going to keep taking $6 trillion loans in your name to somehow patch together the future that would somehow lead back to the past, it ain't going to happen. All you're doing is putting yourself farther in debt. And so, you know, that system is broke. It's broken upon broken upon broken. It's like a gushing wound trying to put little teeny cross band-aids on it. It ain't coming back. So, first of all, you know, sit down and think about this. Make your own decisions. But let me give you another example of something that's not coming back. While we're on this hiatus of everybody being on, you know, lockdown, they're putting 5G in all the schools. Well, why are they doing that? So that they can measure that your kids got their vaccinations with their chip in it before they go back to school. So forget about your kids going back to school. I mean, the world as you know it is not going to be the same.
Okay, let me interject. Let me interject. What you've said first, and I do this way too much, but my God, what you just said, the first two things you said, these are bombshell things for people. I mean, you know, half our audience probably just passed out on the couch. Go over this about school and about the vaccines and the chips and the 5G, and talk about that 5G and how crucial this is. So important, ladies and gentlemen. Talk about that 5G.
Well, the 5G is very intense. It's a very short-range frequency, so they have to put them all over the place. That's why you need 10,000 satellites orbiting Earth, because it's very short-range, and it's going to be everywhere. So basically what you want to do is get out in the countryside away from 5G, but they're putting it in the schools. You know, and it'll probably be in a lot of public places. So that, for example, Bill Gates just came out with an announcement. He's been saying this, but it's been kind of muffled. Basically saying that for you to travel or go to other countries, they're going to make sure you've had your vaccination. And this is going to have a chip in it so that you have a number along with your vaccination so that they can identify it's you. And that will allow you to travel and do other things. And, you know, this has been coming for a long time, and it's here. Let me just tell you, folks, it is here. Everything that, you know, the little steps, all the little steps along the way, not the least of which was 9/11, not the least of which was the Patriot Act, all of this stuff has been building up to this point in time. So forget it. Your world, whatever you thought it was or however you lived before, ain't coming back. You know, to imagine that, you know, like look at, they just burned 3,500 cars, rental cars, in a field down in Florida. Do you think that was an accident? No, these people are mailing, and, you know, if anybody that's anybody today knows that the world as you know it is not coming back. So the bottom line is find a, you know, take a positive attitude, sit down and talk with your family members, and find your place out in the country. Get 5 acres someplace with some water. If you don't already have something like this, it's springtime. That gives you about 8 months before fall to get your act together. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you what things you need. You need a lot of things, but you should start acting now.
James, this is a lot different tone than your usual visit here to the Power Hour. I mean, I can sense it in your voice, and just even before we came live. You have a different perspective here. This is obviously, this has been weighing on you emotionally. What have you been going through here, processing this?
Well, I'm fine. I have lived like this for decades. You know, I live what I preach. And I'm, you know, I'm a person that was well-prepared 20 years ago. I was well-prepared 40 years ago. I've lived, let me tell you, when I was younger, I lived in Mexico City. I lived in a big city. I lived in central Canada, in Ontario, in the wintertime with no housing of any kind, no tent. I lived outside day and night, and I had to provide all my own food, etc. I've lived in the tropics. I've lived in very poor areas. And I'll tell you, it doesn't take much for you to live, but you have to be prepared. A lot of people really don't know how to live like that. And so I'm fine. I'm doing fine. And all the people that I know are doing fine. And that's because they simply live that simple lifestyle. And I've told people this a long time ago. I lived two lifestyles. I lived in the modern world, and I also lived in the primitive world, all at the same time. And I could switch between those on a click of a finger. Most people have not done that. But what do you need? You need water. You need food. You need a place to be. You need independence. You need to be able to take care of yourself. You have to be able to educate your kids. You know, the idea of looking at this $6 trillion loan that came instantly, that's $80,000 per person. A family of four, that's $320,000. Somebody just gave you a loan that you didn't want for a family of four for $320,000 that you have to repay. And they're only going to give you $3,000 of it. You know, what's wrong with this picture? Clearly, this is not going good for the people of this country. This is not some kind of a benefit. They're not giving you something. They're putting a load on you and calling it a good deal. So, you know, start to figure this out.
For quite a long time, we've heard, you know, and even my wife have this conversation. You know, what do you always tell me? Well, we always hear that this is going to be the year that this and this happens. Well, something, this was big that just happened. I mean, this wasn't a little thing with this shutdown, with the money that's going through the back door. Put it in the context so people understand. This wasn't just, oh, this is just another thing. This was a huge deal, was it not?
Absolutely, this is a big deal. And this is very much in the plans. You see that Bill Gates stepped down from Microsoft and now is concentrating on his companies that have patents for ID 2020. That's the chip that goes in the vaccination they want to give you to make sure that when you travel, you have your chip identification, that you won't be able to get on the internet unless you have your chip identification. And that's what 5G does. It connects all of this. It's the overlying connector that allows you to manage in the real world today. That's where this is headed. So the people that want to think they're going to get back to normal, first of all, it won't be. But, I mean, literally, it's the Matrix, you know, and that's what it is. And the door is being slammed on anybody getting back to where it was. So the idea is to try and force people into this future. And the ticket to be in the future is your vaccine for the coronavirus, which is a myth. It's a giant myth. The death toll there, let me tell you something about the death toll. All of these mortuaries, doctors, hospitals, anybody that died is getting labeled as coronavirus. The CDC said, if you even think they've had coronavirus, put it on the death certificate. And John Hopkins, who's keeping track of all of this, is listing everybody as dead. All of a sudden, in New York, nobody's dying of any other cause except coronavirus. That's why the numbers are so big. It's all fake. It's all fakery. It's all numbers. You know, is there a virus? I think so. Did it have a major effect? No. You look at other countries, Belarus, Russia, there's countries that have had absolutely nothing. They're operating normally and no problem. And so like Italy, which all of a sudden the death rate for normal types of death just went to zero in northern Italy. Why? There's a one-to-one correlation between places that were absolutely bankrupt financially and the location of coronavirus. New York City, L.A., California, Illinois, Chicago, Detroit, Michigan, and New York. They were all broke. Not broke. They were so far in debt that no shovel could ever dig them out. That's what's going on.
James, this is a very serious conversation we're having here. I mean, this is a very serious tone that you're taking here. If I'm sitting home and listening to you, and you're talking about, hey, you need to think about moving to a more secluded place. You need to think about self-sufficiency. The world that you know it is changing. I mean, what do you see? Are you saying in the next year? Are you saying in the next 5 years? Are you saying we are transitioning? We're taking steps down now. Are you saying that we won't be able to get on a plane soon unless we've taken this vaccination? What are you saying?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just telling you what other people are saying. That's what Bill Gates is saying. You know, who's somehow, why are we listening to Bill Gates? He's just a nerd that made money on a software product 40 years ago.
I know, he's not even a doctor.
No, he's just a dirtball nerd that somehow got in with the right people because... Bill Gates, I wouldn't let him in the front door of my classroom. He's a moron. But, you know, these people, Bill Gates, do you know why he is where he is today? You can track it back, whether it's Carl Sagan or Bill Gates or any of these nerds. Bill Gates sold out you, the public, about 20 years ago. The FBI went in and was suing Microsoft. And it was really a front for the CIA and the NSA, which we didn't know about back then. But they wanted the hooks into everybody's computers. And Bill Gates was resisting this. He could have just moved across the border from Bellevue, Washington, up to Vancouver in Canada and eliminated the whole thing. But he wanted to keep his company there. But anyway, the bottom line is Bill Gates sold out. He sold everybody out. He caved. And that's why Microsoft allowed the hooks in for everybody, for the NSA and the CIA to go into all your computers and look at everything you're doing. That's how Bill Gates got his fame and fortune. After that, he started hanging out with the Clintons, got his own private telescope down in South America, government provided. You know, I mean, the list goes on. So Bill Gates is where he is today because he sold you out to the New World Order. Let's just put it the way it is. That's why Bill Gates is where he is today.
Talk about ID 2020. Obviously, he has pushed this. You know, it's so weird if you're thinking about this, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Gates comes up and he said something. It's like God says it. It's really odd. What is ID 2020? Yeah.
It's the chip that goes in a vaccination. It's when they stick that needle in you, it goes out the end of the needle as part of the vaccination, and it goes under your skin, and it's legible by the 5G networks. So that's why they want 5G in the school, so they can track the kids walking around and make, you know, then you're going to have all the vaccinations. This is just the beginning, and that's an intelligent chip that can be programmed, and that's going to be your ticket to ride. That's what the plan is, to allow you to do anything. So that's what's coming. It's not coming. It's already here.
Well, ID 2020, that this is 2020. I mean, so to back up what you're saying, this is 2020 right now. So obviously their plan was to do it this year. Are we going to be seeing, you know, I can see real easily that, hey, they're going to let this die down, and then in the fall it'll come back up, and oh, magically we have this vaccine, it's going to be worse, and you got to have this vaccine to get back into society. I mean, I can see that plain as day. That's not a real complicated playbook to figure out. Is that kind of where you see also?
Yes, absolutely. And this, what's going on right now is conditioning. They're conditioning the public through the news media to be scared. Okay, you got to do this. Okay, you got to social distancing. Everything that's going on now is conditioning. It's like conditioning a horse to ride in a show or run a race or whatever. There's a picture I just saw of a horse standing there, and he's tied to a little plastic chair with a rope, and the horse is just standing there. And well, clearly the little plastic chair is not going to hold him, but he's conditioned to believe that when that thing is tethered to something, he can't move. And that's what the public is being conditioned. What's going on right now is initial conditioning. What's coming later is going to be a step, another step, another step. And once you make the move in that direction, you're done for. You are part of their system. And they're going to enforce it through police, through military, whatever it takes. And this is a chess game, and Trump is the king. Let's look at it this way. And he's going along with this because politically it would be political suicide for him to not go along with this, because then what they could do is, this is part of the chess game, they could come in and poison a part of the population with some real virus.
And then say, Trump killed you.
They say, see, this was Trump.
Trump killed
you. Trump killed all these people from his...
Yeah.
And so it's a chess game, and they've got all of the plays down. This is like a Bobby Fischer chess game where no matter where you move, it's checkmate.
Okay, then what's the move? What is the move we need to make? So individuals, let's talk about just individual families now. Okay, we're on a chessboard. We believe that. Whatever. We can see this. What is the move we need to make right now?
Well, I'm not going to tell people what to do with their lives, but what I would do is I would pack up the family. First, I'd sit down, talk to the wife, looked at the kids, and go, what are we going to do? And I would find a place out in the country that you can simply go to, and all the things you need, you know, water, food, energy, independence, seeds, a greenhouse, a place to live that you can be comfortable through the winter, cancel your accounts, whatever, you know, forget about your taxes. I mean, this is a transition. I made an example earlier that imagine the Mayan civilizations, these Tikal and Tulum and all these Mayan cities around 800, 900 A.D., they had hundreds of thousands of Mayan people living in these cities, very advanced culture, mathematics, science, everything. And all of a sudden, they disbanded. And people think, well, was there a drought or something else? I think it was political. I think the ruling classes became overpowering. And finally, it got to the point where the people simply left. And I think that's what should happen now. Why should you be strapped with a $6 trillion loan I mean, from a group of people, European bankers, who don't have any more money than you and me. This is absurd.
Yes, it is absurd. We got about a minute or so before the break. You know, our normalcy, but I know all everything you're saying. I've studied it. But hearing it from you, I'm noticing in myself, I'm having my normalcy bias is like almost not denial, but it's like a surreal feeling, like, oh, maybe that's not, I'm like conflicted even listening to you. It's really weird.
Well, that's what I say. I'm not telling people what to do. I don't want people to say, well, Jim McCanney says we all got to move to the country. No, you have to do what you decide to do. And, you know, and this is for everybody. A lot of people have already got some movement towards that direction. A lot of people have already done that. But I can't tell you, you sell storage food, Daniel. It's one of your businesses, and people have been buying this over a period of time to store up for this kind of time. But I think we're heading down the road of many years. They're already talking about, and see, this is what a bad financial person will do. They'll say, well, everything will be better in another month. And so you think, okay, well, I'll just wait a month. And so, well, you know, it's going to be another 2 months after that month goes by. And then after those 2 months go by, well, doggone, we're heading into winter. We better all buckle down here, and it might be till next spring. So you think, well, we just got to wait through this winter, and then everything will be better. That's what they do. They keep moving the carrot. And that's the conditioning, that somehow the government is going to save us. Well, the government is the problem.
We're coming on a break. I'll talk to you a little bit about, you know, San Diego, people being arrested for watching a sunset. Other places, they're rejecting kind of this tyranny and this this force. Is there hope in that? We'll talk more with James McCanney. I gotta go stand and walk around. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen. JMCCSCI.com is the website. We'll talk about the wing generator. Maybe now more than ever, this is what we need to discuss. Water filtration, what have you. You're listening to the Power Hour. So good to be with you. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made. Good for you. Food stores, I love to eat. Yum.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Shoo! Man, I had to stand up and walk around. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen. At the Power Mall, all the Grown by Nature products, these are the best. These are the best that there is. The best that we can find. You want at the Power Mall, we find the best that we can find. This is the best we can find. Now, some of the other things we sell, some of the Global Healing Center, Robert Redfern, some of it's a little different. It's complimentary. It's super good. We sell the best we can find. The best. And Grown by Nature are the best protein-bound type vitamins, minerals, or what have you. You heard about the selenium. When you listen to Dr. Llewellyn, he was one of the doctors, one of the scientists involved with some of the testing. They proved that selenium, the right type of selenium, lowers your risk of cancer death by 50%. Why is not everybody in America, one, why don't they know that? Two, why isn't everybody in America or in the world taking some selenium every day? Why are they not? I don't know. I am. You know how it goes. I skip things because my wife moves vitamins. You know you move vitamins. Look, she's looking at me. She's, you know you move things.
I'm a peacemaker, or I'd respond.
We're trying to talk about the Power Mall. You're talking about peace. I told the story about the rabbits this morning. Did you hear me talk about them getting on each other? Yeah, so we're getting a little crazy over here. We're a little bound up. We don't have anywhere to go. But anyway, where was I? Vitamins. Oh, selenium. Everyone should be taking the selenium, the multivitamin, the vitamin E. You want the full spectrum vitamin E? Well, that's what we got at Grow My Nature. The iron, the molybdenum, the zinc, the promagnesium. Your future is in your hands. It's in all of our hands. We love you. We care about you deeply. We as a family have sacrificed greatly to do what we've done and to bring this show. Catherine and Jay and my uncle and Jason and other people involved have sacrificed greatly to be able to bring this broadcast. And why have we done it? It's certainly not for money, believe me. We have done this for right now so that you have the knowledge, and knowledge is power. And you have the power to direct and fulfill your destiny and to save what semblance of the American ideal, the American dream, the American ethic, the American value and the principles of who you are and what we are before our Creator. That's why we've done this. That's why we're here. That's why the Power Mall is here. And you think, wow, that was quite a sales pitch. Okay, take it however you want. I really don't care. You want to take it as a sales pitch? Take it as a sales pitch. This is why we bring James McKinney on. This is why we go through all that we have done. And, you know, I was talking to James during the break. I know I feel in my heart what James is saying. It's true. Now, I don't know if it's going to be, you know, 2 months from now, a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now. I don't know. I can certainly see it on the horizon. I certainly know that's what the plan is. But to have him put it that way, for whatever reason, it just struck me as real this morning, today. And I study this all the time. So I know you as a listener, you got to be listening to this. Half of you probably already jump out your window. Don't feel that way. Don't have that feeling.
Don't jump out your window.
Do not jump out your window. You have power. You are the front line. Do you get it, ladies and gentlemen? This is a world gone crazy. Your neighbors probably don't know what you know. Your neighbors probably don't know that their children are going to get radiated with 5G and tracked and everything at the schools and that is going on. When this is over and this summer or whatever in school, isn't that convenient that school's already out? Oh, no, we're just out for the rest of the year. Oh, we'll just, they said a month ago. No, we're just out for the rest of the year. We'll come back in September. Isn't that convenient? They've said that all over the country. Wasn't that kind of weird to you, ladies and gentlemen? Maybe go back and see in September if there's not a, oh, is there 5G at this school? Oh, yes, it's very good. Here, you want to see it? And your jaw is going to drop and hit the floor. Oh, my God. That's what will happen. I believe in you. I want you to be happy. I want you to be healthy. I want you to be successful. I want you to be free just as God intends you. I say that over and over again. This is what we're here for. And this is what this time is. There's a lot of things over at the Power Mall, the Robert Redfern products, the healthy bodies, the happy bodies, detox, the phosphatidylcholine, the Willard water, all these things. You know what they are. There's things over there you need. We thank you for your support. If you don't get them from us, get them from somewhere, please. But buy from the good guys. At least have a good source. I got a lot of emotions going through my mind, James. I don't know. I don't know why, you know, I respect you so much and we have such a good rapport. I think just talking to you, I think it's just something, it's made me click and you've kind of solidified a lot of these emotions, a lot of these things I've been going through. I have not been sleeping well lately. And
me too.
And I think it's, you know, your spidey sense, your instinct, your whatever you want to call it, is really going in me. And you've kind of solidified everything that maybe is keeping me up at night. I haven't got solidified in my mind. Anyway, I don't really know where to go with this conversation. I'm going to put the floor to you. James McKinney, JMCCSCI, certainly his website is worth a look, and more than a look, a real good look. And where do you want to go with this conversation?
Oh, I have a question.
Oh, there you go.
Last time you talked about your water filtration system. Do you have those that we can get right now?
The whole house you're talking about?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, they're in stock. Those are
okay.
In stock.
I want one.
No, we will take care of you and... The Power Mall is set up to sell the whole house water filters now.
Well, talk a little bit about that for somebody listening. Tell them what that is.
Okay. Well, it's a stainless steel tank. It's about a foot in diameter by about 4 feet tall, and you hook in the plumbing down in your basement or wherever the water comes into your house. And it's a filter for the entire house. So all of the water in the house is filtered. It takes out heavy metals and the volatile organic chemicals. It takes out the arsenic and fluoride. It takes out everything that my gravity water filters take out. But it's for a high-pressure system, so it's big. And so you're not showering in that chemical soup. My opinion is that the biggest cause of cancer in the U.S. is people showering in chlorine and chloramide and all the other chemical soup because you're breathing it in and it's going into your skin, which is the biggest absorbing organ in your body. And over years and years of doing this, it accumulates, and your body just breaks down from the toxin levels in your body coming in because you're taking a shower in this chemical soup. So
Does it take out glyphosate?
Go ahead.
Glyphosate, yes. Yeah, there's a very long, long list of chemicals and toxins and heavy metals and et cetera that these take out. It's targeted, what I call targeted filtration. You take all of the chemicals and toxins out there, and then you specifically target them. The minerals go through, so it does not remove the minerals that are essential to your health because they're not a toxin. And so it's targeted filtration, and it removes these things at the atomic level, not things that are particulates. There's also ceramic filters that filter out bacteria and sediment and other things that are bigger. But the inner core is a mixture that takes out all of these chemicals that are in solution. So they're available, and we're right now running a couple weeks on getting orders out. Things have been pretty busy. Right now, I'm the only factory in the U.S. that is actually operating, because mostly everybody else gets their filter equipment from China and India, so they're all shut down.
And what about well
water?
Anyway,
that's the short story.
What about well water?
Yeah,
would that work for well water also?
Absolutely. If you have a high mineral content in your well water, or city water for that matter, then you would want to get a water softener, put that upstream. In other words, before the water gets into the filter, you would want a water softener. Also, as an option, there is it's called a spin-down filter, and that takes sediment out. There's another option that's called a UV filter, and that kills viruses, something that might be useful in the future if this virus starts getting into the water systems. And
yes.
So that's something that is an accessory to the whole house water filter.
I love this. I'm definitely going to look into this. Tristan wants one for sure, so that probably means we're going to end up getting one. But
we live out in the country, and there's farms, you know, anywhere
in the
country, Idaho, wherever. And you know they spray with, God only knows what they spray with, and it goes in the ground and into the water. So that's why I want one.
Right.
And
the glyphosate. You know, the other thing down where you are is the military residue from World War II, from the uranium processing from the Manhattan Project. That was all done down in your area, and it's in the water tables.
Wow.
That's probably why cancer's so high here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I know people that can't have horses and dogs on the ranch or their farm because of the toxic levels of radioactive materials.
Wow, that's crazy. Let me ask, you know, Tristan's here because we have these. What? How do you take everything he just said? I'm just, you know, I'm not looking for any answer. Just really, what? When you hear what he just said, does that? No, Tristan,
well,
I'm asking Tristan, my wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tristan.
Oh, after hearing all that you said?
Today, yeah. I mean, it's flipping me out. I want to know what it's doing
to you. I missed a little bit because the baby was screaming, but that whole chip in the vaccine, that's just creepier than creepy.
Yeah.
What I can see happening is people getting that chip and the vaccine, and then they start dying. And then people are like, oh, well, I'm definitely not getting that.
No, let me ask you more in the sense of, you know,
preparedness.
Does it make you want to just, you know, forget about it and just, no, it's meaningless to me. I'm just going to live my life. Does it make you more urgent to prepare? Does it make you, you know, if you were there and you were, you know, if you're 75 years old, you're living in your house and you ain't moving anywhere, does that make you fearful? What would be going through your mind or any of those things?
Well, we're all vulnerable to this thing because whether you go along with it, whether you don't, whether you try and resist, everybody is going to be vulnerable to this big mess. And what they want is everybody in the world to follow this. That's why this is spread worldwide. It's very clear that the viruses that are in Italy are different than those in China, that are different from the ones in the United States. So this has been planted by somebody, and it has the CIA written all over it. This is was developed. It's well known that it was developed in Dietrich Lab in Maryland. That's one of the sources for this virus. It's a SARS derivative with five different pieces. There are patents on it. So this is not something that just fell out of the sky. And that's one of the things that really irritates me about Trump is because, I mean, they should be investigating who did this. You're finding the people who did this, and then you look at all the people who benefit, the Bill Gateses and the World Bank. The big benefactor here is the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, because they just got a $6 trillion loan approved in the United States, and every country in the world is taking massive loans on from the IMF. They're not saving anybody. They're indebting the world. This is part of their plan. And so, you know, this is, I mean, this is a well-orchestrated plan. There's a webpage that I have seen, and it's very complicated, where all of this was planned out long ago, including the daily news releases. On a given day, the news media has a place to go to where they get their news release for the day, and that's what they blanket coverage of the news. That's why all the news is coordinated. Basically, I personally have contacts that go into the emergency rooms in major hospitals, and they're saying they have not had a single coronavirus patient, that they don't have long lines of testing, and there's no war zone. So we're getting two sets of information, one from independent reporting and the other one you're getting from the mainstream media. And when you see these people walking around, or there's people with masks and they're talking about the war zone, you never see any of the patients. And the other thing is they're counting everybody who's dying as coronavirus. On the death certificates that were issued by the CDC, they have four spaces, and if any one of those lines has coronavirus, then they're telling doctors, even though they may not have test kits, which is another story, the test is bogus. It's a test for PCRs. It has nothing to do with coronavirus, and it has nothing to do with COVID-19 virus. It's a general test for PCRs, which is an elevated level indicating that you might have an infection or some kind of cold or something else. That's what the test is for. It has nothing to do. So all of these numbers are bogus, and they're putting down everybody that dies. That's why you see spikes in New York and California in the death rate, because they're faking the numbers. They're putting down anybody that dies. All of a sudden, everybody that dies, the death rate from normal types of maladies has gone to zero. Everybody's being counted as coronavirus.
James, where did all these homeless go all of a sudden? Because, you know, for years they complained about homeless in California or San Francisco. It's like, wow, they're most of them are gone now. So where do they go? It's like, did they take them and give them all corona? I mean, I don't. Your mind just starts going all kind of places. Where did they go all of a sudden?
I don't know. I'm not there, and I couldn't tell you on what they're doing, or I've heard stories that they're rounding them up and keeping them in parks in isolated areas, but I don't know. I cannot answer to that at all.
I don't know. Maybe it relates. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. These are just the things. You know, we know the virus is man-made or created. We know it's created. I mean, it's created. God Almighty. The virus is created. What does that tell you? That goes through, you go through a whole chain of questions from there, and then you see the way it's coordinated and the way it's used, and it's like, as soon as the first sign of their trouble, oh, well, school's out for the rest of the year. That's just it. Really? Wow, that's weird. They sure want you in that school really bad, but now they don't want you in school. This must be really serious, or they got some serious plan, because they really want you in school, from what I can tell. Did you have a question, Tristan?
Well, this is...
Go ahead, James.
Tristan, this is a well-planned, well-orchestrated... if you go back to 9/11, which is one of the events that was like this, they had everything scripted. You know, it was like America under attack, America responds, America fights back. Big banner headlines. That was all prepared long before any 9/11 event.
Sure.
The news media,
of course it was.
And all of the manufacturing that had to jump up in a given day then all of a sudden produce, we have a picture of George Bush Jr. telling companies, get ready, or was it, I'm sorry, it was Cheney, basically telling companies, get ready, because when something happens, the money is going to start to flow like a river, so be ready. And these companies did. They hired people. They didn't know why. And all of a sudden, you have Congress voting 100-0 for these appropriation bills. And it was just the money began to flow. I remember Dick Cheney in an interview, and at that time, the economy was very bad. A lot of people out of work, et cetera. And Cheney goes, he says, I don't know what you're talking about. Everybody I know is running on all 8 cylinders. That was Cheney's response. Well, yeah, for everybody he knew, yeah, things were going pretty good.
Well, yeah, if you were running that Halliburton circle, there's all kind of money for Halliburton. Let me get, we got a caller. Marsha's got a question. Marsha in Texas, you're live on the air.
Hey, I don't have one question. I got 100 questions. First of all, on the air, do y'all want to say how much the water filtration system is?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know how much it is.
I'm sorry?
The MR5 unit. The MR5 unit, which is 5 filters, these are big 20-inch long filters. The MR5 unit starts at $1,700. In that, and there's a $100 flat rate shipping charge. Oh yeah, yeah. It's okay. And then they go up from there. I mean, you can have the spin down filter, you can have the UV filter, and you can also buy extra filter replacement packs with the original. So it depends on, but the very base price for the MR5 is $1,799 and then an extra $100 for shipping. They cost about $200 to ship, by the way.
Is all this going to be listed on the Paramount?
Yeah, they'll be able to get you, you call, and if you got a question for them, you can ask them whatever you want and we'll get you straightened out.
Okay, great. So the other thing is, about the schools, and I just caught a real quick thing today. What are these schools where they're not regular? It was created by Erdogan, but anyway, I just caught a real quick thing saying they're going to start using those types of schools. I can't remember what they're called.
You mean the building, or you mean the type of teaching?
No,
what do you mean?
It's a type of teaching where all the kids are going to take kind of their own face. Erdogan is the one that owns all of them throughout the United States, in my understanding. So,
Erdogan, the head of Turkey?
Yeah, Turkey. Yeah, that one. That Erdogan.
That is really, I don't know where you heard that. That's worth a look into that. That's really
odd.
You know,
I've seen that, but I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about it.
Marsha, I got to ask you a question. Did James scare the fire out of you this morning or what?
Well, I've been listening to so much stuff. It doesn't scare me. I've been studying and listening to all this, so it's everything that it just happened in one day. You know, it just all came down at one time because you don't see it coming. And my concern is my children are just so la la la. They want to go to the beach and have fun, and it's just like, God almighty, get your head on straight. Think about these things. And so, like, I had a brother-in-law that everybody thought he was crazy, and he got all ready for Y2K. And so, you know, his kids go, this is just another Y2K scare kind of thing. I think Y2K was another one of those conditioning programs. What's your thought?
Mine?
Which is conditioning?
Y2K. Forget about Y2K.
Y2K.
Yeah, that's... You got about 2 minutes. Do you have a better
event?
Marsha, you got about 2 or 3 minutes, and we're end of the show. Do you got a better? You got a not better question, but do you have another question that's pressing?
I got one more question. Yeah, I listened to a long 2.5-hour thing on David Icke today, and he was telling about what this virus really is, and it's causing the body. It comes with 5G, and it causes the body to not absorb oxygen, and that's what's really making people sick. And so, what he was saying, the solution to all of this is for all of us just to walk away from this. Just dilute their power if we can have fear.
Let me interrupt you a little bit. David Icke, I met him in about 2002 at a conference we were at, and I'll tell you, he has been spot on, and he has an excellent 1-hour interview where he clarifies the coronavirus issue. So I would suggest a lot of people seek that out. David Icke is a very spot-on person in, when it comes to this and a lot of other things. But in the same way, he's been talking about this for 30 years since I've known him, and he's spot on. So very good thing to listen to.
What do we, as people who have listened to all this all these years, what do? We've listened to this all these years. We've done some preparations. Like, now what? I guess you've got 30 seconds.
Well,
now what?
I hope that Trump wakes up, and he is. He's starting to talk about shutting off funding to who. I think in his own mind, he knows that this is really a lot of misinformation. But he's in a political quagmire because it would be political suicide. As I say, this is like a chess game. So he's trying to play it from his office. But I know, too, that I've heard there have been big arguments down in the Situation Room between Trump and this weasel Fauci guy. This Fauci guy is one of the problems. He's one of the real problems with this whole thing. And he goes all the way back to AIDS and many other pandemics.
Fortunately, we have the music. Great questions, Marcia. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how you're going to take this show. It's really struck me. I don't know why. It just did. The future is in our hands. Either way, if God is with us, who could be against us? And so now it's time to take inventory, ladies and gentlemen, and time to make plans, and time to pray, and have God guide you what you need to do. We have not given financial advice. We have not given medical advice. We have not given real estate advice. These are all things that you need to do. We care about you. God bless you. Have a great evening. I'll see you. We got great shows the rest of the week. We'll see you. James, God bless you. Marcia, thank you for the call.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.